Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Laws, and this is the first ever episode of the Creepy Cove Community Church podcast, straight from the fictional town of Creepy Cove. For more information, check out creepycove.com or find us on Twitter or Facebook. Just search for @CreepyCove. Hope you enjoy it.
Our church sits in a cold place, at the very edge of a windswept cliff. Here, we overlook the notorious community of Creepy Cove, a haunted, mysterious fishing town by the sea. It is a place where every horror movie actually happened. And we have served the spiritual and spooky needs of the Cove for centuries. But now, we invite you, our special friend, to join us. So come on in, shake off the rain, because the After Dark service is about to begin. This is Creepy Cove Community Church. We bid you welcome.
Hello? Oh, hello, hello. Yes, good evening, everybody. My name is Rupert, and I'd like to welcome you here to the Creepy Cove Community Church. Please do come in, you at the back. Come on, there's plenty of room for you. Yes, I'd like to welcome you to our regular After Dark service, where tonight we have a brand new addition to the Creepy Cove team, but more on that in a moment. For now, let me start the service like I always do, with the notices where we find out what's going on in the world of Creepy Cove, a little section I like to call, What's Happening, Lord?
What is happening? What is happening, Lord?
Firstly, just another request to all you green-fingered people out there. If you would like to contribute to our wonderful display of flowers in our beautiful church, you can join the Flower Rota. Please talk to Audrey, who would be glad to see you come. The Rota is available, and there are slots akimbo, so please do take part in that. Once again, speak to Audrey at the end of the service. May I also thank everybody who has expressed their concern for Margaret White. As some of you will be aware, she is no longer attending our church, as she claims it is too stimulating and exciting. We understand and we wish her well. But we've had some rather wonderful news of our own. Exciting news. Margaret's daughter, Carrie White, has something to tell us. Carrie, could you please stand and tell everybody what has happened?
I got invited to the prom.
Wonderful. Isn't it just divine, everybody? So pleased for you, Carrie. That's right, folks. After years of crushing rejection, sweet little Carrie is finally going to the school promenade this coming weekend. I was, yes, as utterly shocked as you are, but to be honest, Margaret was too. After all, she's a little more conservative than we are here at the Cove. She doesn't embrace life or dancing or song or pillows for some reason or fake tuxedo tops. However, young lady, you can rest assured you will not celebrate this development alone. We all love you, and we are delighted. You're going to go to the prom with Tommy Ross, no less.
What? Tommy?
Christopher.
He needs a haircut. Have you seen his
Christopher,
head?
Christopher, please sit down. Poems are the style of the time. So, Gary.
It's Carrie!
Terribly sorry, of course you are called Carrie, not Gary. Forgive me, and if you don't mind, this is such a big event in your life, we're all gonna pray for you.
We're all gonna pray for you.
Lord God, we pray for Carrie tonight. Would you bless her? Help her with fractious relationships with Mother, who you love, and bring Carrie out of her shell. She's such a gifted girl, with a kind heart and the skills of a seamstress. and we're really proud of her. So, Lord, give her an amazing promenade night that she will never, ever forget. Amen. Gary, we thank you. And you tell your mother we'd love to see her back here one of these nights. So, I guess that's what's happening for now, Lord.
Well, that's what's happening, oh Lord.
All righty then. This evening's service is a little new for us because we're going to welcome, drumroll please, our brand new pastor who is taking on the church minister role here from tonight. We hope that not only does he settle into this place, but that he lasts a little longer than our previous pastor. Know what I mean? God rest her soul. So, can you please put your hands together for Reverend Peter Laws? Come on up, Padre. Well, hello, Peter. It's lovely to have you here at Creepy Cove.
Well, thanks for having me. It's really, really great to be here.
That's nice. But if I may say, you do look a little apprehensive.
Well, it's my first day here, and I've just never worked at a church that's this...
Yes?
This...
Go on.
This close to the edge of a cliff.
Yes, it's really rather intense, especially for first-timers, but have no fear. The peak is as solid as a rock and will not crumble. It's the wind you must worry about, Peter. Don't get bad wind.
Well, can't guarantee I won't get that, but I'll try my best.
Oh, Peter, I am deadly serious here. The wind out there on the peak... It's a strange and weird wind. It's got a habit of making people do crazy things. The wind kind of whispers in folks' ears and makes them do unusual acts. And so simply don't hear the wind. And you'll be fine.
Wow. Okay, I'll try.
Please do. Well, Peter, before you preach to us this evening, I'd like to ask you a few questions, seeing as this is your first time, okay? A kind of getting-to-know-you deal. Are you agreeable to this?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, first question. Peter, when were you born?
I was born in 19...
No, I mean, at what time of the day? When? When were you born?
Oh, right.
Was it in the daytime or in the night?
Interesting question. Actually, it was during the night.
Was it now?
Yeah, in fact, my mum says it was during a thunderstorm.
Well, how about that? That's always wonderful to hear. Though it's worth remembering, and don't be downhearted, everybody, even if you were born in the day, sometimes you are still able to be born at night in your heart.
Oh, yeah. Nice thought.
Thank you. And it leads me to my key question. And it's a question we Covers get asked all the time.
Ah, okay.
And it's this. Is it possible for a Christian person to like, enjoy, or indeed to support horror movies and crazy cult television shows with monsters and killers and blood squirting and hot dogs broiling and wolves are howling in the hill? Is that okay? Or, Peter, are you one of those holy Joes who think Christians can only sing in major chords and should only watch church-sanctioned educational cartoons with superheroes dressed up as Bibles and whatnot? Is that what you think?
Well,
let me put it this way.
Whoa.
Have you come here to shut our horror church down, Padre?
Wow. You're really into this, aren't you?
Of course.
Then no, I'm not here to shut you down.
Oh, good.
I'm a big horror fan. I've loved spooky things all my life.
Well, that's a blessed relief, and it'll go better for you too.
That's very reassuring. But yeah, I've got no problem with being a Christian and also liking spooky, creepy stuff. In fact, Rupert, that's one of the reasons I felt it was right to come here and work in Creepy Cove. I love horror and monsters and scary stories and slasher movies, everything really. But I can't help it. I've also got a spiritual side. I'm interested in big questions. So when I spotted this job, I thought, that's perfect for me. And I applied, and amazingly, I got the role.
Well, to be fair, you were the only one to apply.
Oh, how flattering.
Doesn't mean a thing. We're simply glad, delighted, in fact, to have you here to try you out. But before we move on, what do you hope to achieve here at Creepy Cove?
I think people out there can appreciate sometimes a sort of spiritual connection or a time of reflection on maybe how things are going in their life, and whether they're into church or not, you know, even if they don't believe in God, you know, that's okay. I still think it's healthy to slow down and kind of reflect on life a little bit, you know.
Yes.
To be encouraged, that sort of thing. So yeah, I'm excited to do that here in Creepy Cove, particularly because, to be fair, up to this point, in normal churches, I tend to have to play the horror references down, you know, I'm not suddenly going to talk about zombie flesh eaters to an average crowd.
Well, you certainly don't need to hold that stuff back from us, do you? Not at all. Horror is, after all, our reality. We live in it every day. But then, who doesn't?
That's true.
It is, alas, all around us. But that doesn't mean we can't have a little hope mixed in with our horror.
Exactly. I'd like to help serve that cocktail. Are you okay with cocktails here?
Indeed we are. In fact, we serve them at the end of the service.
Really? Wow, cool.
Okay, well, Peter, you'll be speaking to us in a moment. But for now, please feel free to sit on our wicker chair. All our pastors sit on the wicker chair, you know.
What, this one?
Yes, go ahead. Go on. The one that's just by the fire. Just sit there while I invite Professor Higgins up. He's going to give us our scripture reading for today. Professor? Thank you.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
All right. Our scripture today is Proverbs 29, verse 18. It says, without vision, the people perish. I'll say that again. Without vision, the people perish.
Sorry.
The second script. I lost it. I got it. The second scripture is from John 10:10.
Who's 10:10?
It says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. That's it. I'm all done.
Well, without further ado, may I now invite our new minister, Peter Laws, to come and share with us. Peter, would you please ascend to the pulpit? By ascend, I mean it's quite high. Be careful of those steps, too. And when you're at the top, the sermon chimes will mysteriously sound.
What?
Yes, we have a special chime on the porch outside, and for some reason, the wind, it makes it swing in a certain mysterious way at the start and the conclusion of every sermon. Just something it does.
Okay, so I'm going up here.
Correct.
Wow, it's like a workout.
Keep going.
Seriously?
Keep going. All the way.
A bit high, isn't it?
Well, it is, but look, you've already arrived. No harm, no foul, Bow.
Okay, but how are you going to hear me from up here?
We have a public address system, a microphone. Switch it on. Switch this microphone on.
Hello?
Switch it on, Jackson.
Hello, are you there? Hello. That's better.
Jackson.
Great. Okay, well, I'll get started then.
Wait for the chime, my friend.
Oh, yeah, the chime. Does it just start, or, like, when do we know it's, Oh. Oh, wow.
Proceed.
Well, here we are, in a church of all places. And here you are, listening to a sermon in a church. And for some of you, This would be completely normal. In fact, some of you might have been going to church forever and ever, amen. But for others, places like this can be incredibly weird and uncomfortable. Church is like an undiscovered country for some people, and that country can sometimes, quite frankly, feel like a scary one. And if that's how you feel, then can I just say that I totally sympathize with you, because there was a time in my life that I was also deeply suspicious of the church, and I avoided it in pretty much the same way as I would avoid rabies, because if you get that in your armpit, it doesn't end well, and neither, I assumed, did church. And there were various reasons I steered clear of these sorts of places. I mean, for a start, I thought it would be like utterly irrelevant for me to go, but also I figured the places would be judgmental or corrupt or boring or just plain horrible. But really, there was more to my reticence because my reluctance to try church really was about my problems with the concept, the very concept of God. I mean, for a start, I wasn't even sure he existed. And apparently, that's kind of a thing churches seem to be into, so I figured I wouldn't be on board with that. But the main thing that put me off was that I thought, if God does indeed exist, I bet he wants to ruin my life. Yeah, growing up, I had a default negative vision of God and the church. To me, God simply wanted to ruin everybody's fun. Not that I really knew many actual Christians as such, but I had read about them. I saw them on TV. I knew they were saying ridiculous things like heavy metal was evil, or that like Dungeons and Dragons was satanic and would make me instantly want to shoot someone or hang myself or whatever. And I was like, what? Some of them even said that He-Man and the Masters of the Universe was of demonic origin, and that Power Rangers was part of an infernal plan to entice me into witchcraft or something. And I was just like, huh? Are you serious? And horror films, oh my word, horror films. They were like the ultimate abomination in the eyes of the church. And so, in amongst all of this, here's me, a kid who loved horror films so much that he wore a t-shirt with a 3D latex axe buried in the chest. So naturally, I thought, why would I ever try church? Because as soon as I walk into that place, they'll say, take that t-shirt off. Because that's how they talk in church. Take that t-shirt off and put this green cardigan on instead. Come, they'd say, let's watch Highway to Heaven together. That's far more fun than the demonic Blair Witch Project. In other words, they would turn me into a stereotype. Heck, they'd probably put a little X on the back of my neck for good measure. God's grand vision for my life turned me into Ned Flanders. And to be honest, I just found that deeply offensive. How could I stop being myself? And more to the point, why would I even want to? You remember that Bible verse we heard earlier? The bit about, without vision, the people perish. Ironically, I assumed that God's vision for me was to make my personality perish and to become something I wasn't. You know, some Bible translations express that verse in Proverbs in a kind of slightly different way. They don't say, without vision, the people perish, but they say it with a kind of more Charlton Heston on a mountain tone, which is like, without divine guidance from God, the people run wild. And I thought, that's it, that's the problem. God's grand vision for my life is not to allow me to run. Instead, it's to stop me being free, it's to box me in. To me, God was always like a celestial Annie Wilkes with a sledgehammer. And God's big, grand Bible vision was to smash my ankles and hobble me, to keep me strapped in where I belong. And it really reminds me of a horror film I love called The Witch from 2015, which I guess it depicts events from ye olden days here in Creepy Cove, like a documentary. And yeah, the Witch shows a Puritan Christian family who think that God's vision for their life is grim and bleak and thankless. There's no fun, there's no delight. But then along comes, trot, 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 Black Philip, the satanic goat. And he says to the daughter, wouldst thou like to live deliciously? And I thought, of course she does. And so do I. Who doesn't? Who would want faith that shrinks you when you've got Black Philip there who can lift you to new heights? And yet years later, here I am. Not only am I in a church right now,
but I'm standing here, silver bullet style, preaching a sermon from a pulpit. Like, what happened? Was I body snatched? Well, no, I wasn't. Maybe I'll tell you the full story one day, but in a nutshell, it was university that really made a big difference to me. Now, sadly, I didn't go to your beautiful Miskatonic University just up the road. Instead, I went to Lancaster University in England. I studied there in my early 20s. And what I really loved about that place was that the entire ethos of higher education was to question everything. So I did. I liked doing that. And while I was there, I was encouraged to read widely, to expand my mind, and to learn views that were different from my own, and to also consider if any of my opinions that I had growing up were based on kind of limited data, you know, stretch my horizons a bit. And around the same time, I happened to meet a few Christian people, you know, like churchgoers, and these guys were totally bizarre. Why? Because they were kind of normal. In fact, they were intelligent, and they were well-educated. And also, to my surprise, they were a pretty good laugh, too. And yet they saw the concept of God as a positive thing and not as a disaster. Now, I was baffled by this, but I was very intrigued. And it made me ask some subversive questions. Did God exist, for a start? And of course, he may not. But I asked myself, theoretically, what if he does exist? Is that good or is that bad for me? I realized it would depend on what God was like. And so related to that, I started to ask, what if there's more to God than the stereotypes I've seen so far? Like, what if he's not like Ned Flanders or like Victorian Dad from Viz? Well, to cut a long story short, I experimented with being open to a spiritual dimension in my life. And to be honest, what I had previously expected would diminish me instead started to slightly blow my mind. I read bits of the Bible, like Jeremiah 29:11, which says stuff like, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you," like I'd always assumed, "but to give you hope and to give you a future." And the absolute main thing that kind of messed with my head was this Jesus guy who turned out to be way different from the kind of prejudiced, exclusive, unloving Christians that I'd read about. Instead, he was actually really progressive and unexpected, not least when he came out with stuff like what he said in John 10:10, "I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full." In other words, don't live like those Puritans and the witch. Instead, I want you to live deliciously. Now, I won't lie to you. Through my years of trying out church and becoming part of church and now becoming a minister, I find church to be fun and interesting and challenging and deeply comforting. I do. But sometimes it has been infuriating and confusing and heartbreaking. And I haven't always agreed with everything I've heard from pulpits. And that's important because you do not have to agree with everything you hear in this place either. But I have found that there's been something wonderful about that journey. And it's the type of thing that when you experience it, you kind of want to share with other people, just in case they might get a kick out of it too. And that's why I came here to Creepy Cove, to give you an offer. If you ever fancy trying out that same sort of ride, that's what Creepy Cove is here for. Take or leave what you hear in this place. Like, listen to it purely for fun, as entertainment, as whatever. That's fine. It's not my business to drag you somewhere you don't want to go. But I will be saying some potentially subversive things to you in the weeks ahead. Like this, for example. What if stumbling into this creaky old church tonight is not a mistake? Because what happens if your life truly matters? And that you are needed in this world? And that you are loved? And what happens if there is a God out there who is not a jerk, but rather has an actual exciting and new vision for your life? One that doesn't turn you into someone you're not, but allows you to discover who you always were. A vision that doesn't involve tying you to a bed and breaking your ankle. Not a one that even insists that you stop watching horror movies, but instead a vision that invites you, with all your quirks intact,
into an adventure. Well, thanks for listening to those thoughts. And we're now going to spend a short time of reflection in prayer. Yeah, it's a church. We kind of do that sort of thing here. So don't freak out. Don't be alarmed. It will not harm you. And if you prefer, feel free to check your Twitter or something during this bit. It's just something to help us focus and reflect. And perhaps it's not only to reflect on what we've heard this evening, but it might just be a space for you to reflect on your life in general. Maybe something's on your mind, you're stressed out or something. We'll use this time as an opportunity to kind of meditate on where things are at the moment for you. And to help us do that, I'm going to invite our organist, Mary Henry. Now, she played earlier when Carrie was up and we prayed for her. So I'm told that Mary has been coming to Creepy Cove for many years and playing organ music that soothes her soul. So, Mary, do you start to play? And we'll start to have that moment of reflection and prayer. So just as the music plays, you might want to think about the week that you've just had. Maybe kind of mentally walk through what you've done, experiences you've had. Maybe pay attention to what images are coming to mind, what is memorable, and perhaps ask yourself, why is that memorable? Why is that so meaningful to you? And maybe in the quiet, is there anything you're worried about or concerned about? You can just mention them quietly under your breath or just in your mind. That's like prayer, you know? Feel free to mention those things now. God, if you don't exist, then it can still be quite helpful, actually, to just reflect and think about life, slow down a bit. So that's fine. But if you actually do exist, and if it turns out that you're actually like decent and caring and loving and open, and you like show yourself to us in one way or another, in a way that would make sense to us, and just help us out in those times that we're stressed or worried or fearful or lonely. And we pray that maybe you could like open our minds a little to the possibilities of life. And if you are there, pray that you'll give us a fresh vision of how valuable our lives really are. Amen. Well, thanks, Mary. That was cool. We now come to the end of our service, and I'm going to hand over to our worship band, the Romeros, who are going to lead us in that rousing traditional hymn, "Be Thou My Vision."
Day and the night, waking
waking and sleeping, thy presence my life. Smokes, I have never, ever heard that song played in that way before. That was unsettling. Anyway, listen, everyone, thank you for coming to Creepy Cove Community Church. We hope to see you at the next service, but do stick around for cocktails and say hi to Carrie White and wish her luck for her prom night. That's coming up this weekend. I hope it goes fantastically, Carrie. But until then, thanks for coming, and we'll see you next time.
Down.
Well, thanks for listening to the first ever episode of the Creepy Cove Community Church Podcast. Remember, find out more information on creepycove.com or follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Creepy Cove. I'm really glad you stopped by and I hope we see you next time. Bye.